Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zavachim, daf Yud Beis. We left off Yud Aleph Amud Beis at the Mishnah, a little bit more than halfway down the Amud. Today, we are going to focus on a couple of topics. So we're going to see the Mishnah that we've been alluding to several times over the past few days about what the status is of a Korban Pesach that is shechted in the morning of the 14th of Nisan. So we know that the optimal time or the real time to bring the Korban Pesach is in the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan, or so we'll see. We also know the halacha that the Pesach throughout the entire year, if you shechted shelo lishmo, is sort of like a shlamim, but that's only when it's shelo bismano. If it's bisman Korban Pesach and you shechted shelo lishmo, then it's going to be a pasul korban. It's not going to be a shlamim. So the question is, what's considered the Zman Pesach for this halacha? Is it the entire day of the 14th of Nisan? Is it only the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan? We'll see in the Mishnah also about further machlokas about lishma, whether the requirement for lishma applies only to Pesach and Chatos, or whether it applies also to Korban Ola. And on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, going on to Yud Beis Amud Beis, we're going to start talking about the principle of dichui by karbanos. If you set aside a karban for a specific purpose, and then it turns out that either the person or the animal becomes ineligible for a karban, is the karban nidche? Is the karban permanently disqualified from being used as a karban? So those are among the topics that we'll see in today's shiur. So again, so let's start with the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. And again, Bederech Hakdama, what we had been saying a number of times through the Masechta, what we saw in the first mission of the Masechta, was that if you shech the Korban Pesach shelo lishma, shelo bezmano, not during the time for bringing the Korban Pesach, then it's considered to be kosher l'shem shlamim. But if you shech it shelo lishma at the right time in the zman of the Korban Pesach, then it's certainly going to be pasul. And so without a doubt, if you were to shecht the Korban Pesach in the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan with the intention shelo lishmo, then it's going to be pasul, because the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan is vadai the time for bringing the Korban Pesach. Our Mishnah is going to talk about what happens if you shecht it in the morning of the 14th of Nisan. Is that considered the Zman, or is it not considered the Zman? So says the Mishnah, HaPesach sheshechtu shachris ba'arbasar shelo lishmo, Pesach which is shechted in the morning of the 14th of Nisan shelo lishmo, Rabbi Shua Machshir, Rabbi Shua says it's kosher, like a Korban Shlamim, because it is not the Zman Shechitas Korban Pesach, Ki ilu nishchatz b'shlosh asar, because it's as if it was shechted on the 13th. In other words, what Rabbi Yeshua is saying is that the Zman Shechitas Korban Pesach is the afternoon of the 14th, and therefore if you shechted on the morning of the 14th, it's no different than shechting the Korban on the 13th of Nisan, or today, in which it's certainly not the Zman Korban Pesach. However, Ben Becerra says it's possible, ki ilu nishchat bein arbayim, because if you shechted on the morning of the 14th, it's as if it's shechted in the afternoon of the 14th. So the Gemara is going to have a field day explaining what Ben Becerra means exactly, that it's ki ilu nishchat bein arbayim. Okay, so that's part one of the Mishnah, part two of the Mishnah. Amar Shimon ben Azai, says Shimon ben Azai, mekubalani mipnei shivim vishnayim zakein, that amakubal from 72 zakenim biyom sho shivu es rabbi Eliezer bi yeshiva, at the time that they instituted rabbi Eliezer to be the nasi, shekol zvachim anechalim, that all of the zvachim that are eaten, in other words, Pesach, Chatas, etc., but not an Ola, because an Ola is not eaten, an Ola is Kula Kolil, it's all burnt on the Mizbeach. So Kol HaZvachim HaNecholim, Shenizbuchu Shelo Lishman, which are Shechted Shelo Lishman Ksherim, Ela Shelo Ola Bailem Mishum Chova, they're kosher except they don't fulfill the obligation of the owner, Chutz Min Pesach Min HaChatas, except for the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chatas, V'lo Hosef Ben Azai, And Ben Azai added Ela Ola. He added an Ola to the list of karbanos which are posel if they're lo lishma, because the Chatas and the Pesach, that list of karbanos which are posel if they're lo lishma, is not exhaustive. It's that those are the only karbanos that are eaten that are posel if they're shelo lishma. However, there are karbanos that are not eaten which are also posel if they're lo lishma, and those include an Ola And also, Achatas Hapnimi. Achatas Hapnimi is also not eaten. Why doesn't he mention Achatas Hapnimi here? Because we already said that the Chatas and the Pesach are pasul if they're Shalol Lishma. So it's the Chatas and the Pesach, and then also the Ola. However, the Chachamim didn't agree. The Chachamim said, no, the Ola is not included. The Ola is not invalidated if it's Shechted Shalol Lishma. The only Karbanas that are invalidated if they're Shechted Shalol Lishma are the Chatas and the Pesach. What's the deal with the... 72 Zakenim? We've seen in Mesecha Sanhedrin, there was a machlokes, whether the Beis Din HaGadol was comprised of 70 Zakenim or 71 Zakenim, but it certainly wasn't comprised of 72 Zakenim. So why in the world would there have been 72 Zakenim here? So the Rashash explains that the Mishnah lends some context here. It was 72 Zakenim at the time that they installed Rebbe Eliezer or Rebbe Lazar as the Nasi. And we know that who did they, so it's Rebbe Lazar ben Azariah, and that's actually what the Mesoros HaShas changes the Girsa to. So we know that Rebbe Lazar ben Azariah was installed as the Nasi at the time that they were Morid, at the time that they took down Rebbe Gamliel from the position of Nasias. And so it could be, says the Rashash, that even though they had taken down Rebbe Gamliel from the position of the Nasias, they still afforded him the kavod of letting him sit with the Sanhedrin, even though he wasn't really part of the Sanhedrin. So why were there 72 people? It was 71 Dayanim plus Rebbe Gamliel, who was there sort of as emeritus, but he wasn't really considered to be part of the Beis Din. Okay, so that's what that concludes the Mishnah. Now let's get to the Gemara. So says the Gemara. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Yoshia. So Rabbi Lazar says in the name of Rabbi Yoshia, Machshir Haya ben Besei Rabbi Pesach Shashachter Shachar is Bar Baasar Lishmo Dekule Yome Zmanehu. That ben Beseira actually would be Machshir a Korban Pesach, which is Shechted in the morning of the 14th, because the entire day of the 14th is the Zman Shchitas Korban Pesach. And says Rashi over here that Vahavile Zmano Lefichach Pasul Shalolishmo, and therefore if you shech the animal Shalolishmo, it's going to be Pasul, because if you shech the Pesach Bizman Shalolishmo, it's going to be Pasul. So why is a Pasul at Shalolishmo if you shecht it on the morning of the 14th? Because the Pesach is fit to be brought on the morning of the 14th, because the morning of the 14th is itself the Zman. But says the Gemara, Umay Ki'ilu, but Ben Beseira had said in the Mishnah that if you shecht it in the morning of the 14th, it's as if you shechted it in the afternoon of the 14th. So saying that it's as if you shechted it in the afternoon of the 14th implies that the morning really isn't the Zman, but if you shechted it in the morning, it's as good as if you shechted it in the afternoon. It's as if you shechted it in the right Zman. Says the Gemara, no, don't overread, don't overthink this. That to my ki'ilu, aidi domer Rabbi Yeshua ki'ilu, omer iunami ki'ilu. So just since Rabbi Yeshua said that if you shechted in the morning of the 14th, it's as if you shechted it on the 13th, as, in order to underscore his argument that the morning of the 14th is meaningless, it's not the Zman HaKarban. Therefore, Ben Beseira said that when you shechted in the morning of the 14th, it's as if you're shechting it in the afternoon of the 14th, to use a parallel lashon, but he really believes that the morning of the 14th is the Guf Azman Karban Pesach, is itself the Zman Shchitas Karban Pesach. So says the Gemara, Ziyachi Adamiflagi B'Lishlo Lishmo, why are they then arguing sort of in this backwards way about the consequence of shechting a Karban Pesach Shlo Lishmo on the morning of the 14th of Nisan? Have the machlokas more directly. Liflag B'Lishmo, let them argue. What's the halacha if you shecht the Korban Pesach l'shem Pesach in the morning of the 14th? Is it valid or not? That's going to depend on whether the morning of the 14th is Zman HaKorban. So says the Gemara, Yiflug b'lishmo, if they would only argue by what happens if you shecht the Korban Pesach l'shmo in the morning of the 14th, Hava Amina, I would have thought, Avol b'shelo l'shmo, Moder Rabbi Shur l'ben b'seira, Hol m'ksasaroi. I might have thought that Rabbi Yeshua would agree to Ben Beseira that if you shecht the Karban Shelo Lishmo, even on the morning of the 14th, which is not its proper Zman, it would still be pasul because part of the day is fit to bring the Karban, and therefore I might think Rabbi Yeshua would be more inclined to believe that if it shechted Shelo Lishmo on any time on that day, it would be pasul. Kamash Malan, note that they hold their Shitos firmly. that Rabbi Yeshua holds that the Zman Shechitas Korban is in the afternoon, says that you need, if you shecht it lishmo in the afternoon, it's kosher. If you shecht it lishmo in the morning, it's pasul. And correspondingly, if you shecht it in the afternoon of the 14th, shelo lishmo, it's going to be pasul. But if you shecht it in the morning, shelo lishmo, it's going to be kosher, because the morning is not the Zman Korban Pesach. So says the Gemara, asking on the Shita of Ben Beseira, or asking on the Shita, rather, of Rav Yoshia's explanation of the Shita of Ben Beseru, says that not only is a Shalol Lishmo pasul on the morning of the 14th, but if you actually shecht the Korban Lishmo on the morning of the 14th, it would be good, because the morning is also the Zman of the Korban. Says the Gemara of Aksiv Bein Arbayim. Doesn't it say that the Pesach is shechted Bein Arbayim, and doesn't Bein Arbayim mean in the afternoon? So if Bein Arbayim means in the afternoon, and that's when the Torah tells us to shecht the Korban, how can Rav Yoshia say the Korban is a kosher if it's brought in the morning? So Marula Bereid Rav Eloi, Bein Shnei Arbayim. No, so what Bein Arbayim means, it doesn't mean in the afternoon. It means between the two evenings. What does it mean between the two evenings? It means between yesterday's evening and today's evening, meaning it's kosher the entire day. So says the Gemara, "Ay tamid d'chsev bein arbayim." How about by the korban tamid, where it says bein arbayim hachanami dekuli yomei kasher? Is it possible that the entire day is kasher for bringing the tamid shell bein arbayim? So hasam mid d'chsev esakev esachat aseba boker mechlal to bein arbayim mamish. So no, because don't ask me from the tamid, because by tamid there are two korbanas tamid. There's a tamid shel shachar, and there's a tamid shel bein arbayim. So for the fact that one of the karbanas has to be brought in the morning, I know that bein arbayim by tamid means in the afternoon dafka, yet bein arbayim by karban pesach could mean the entire day. It could mean bein shtei arbayim. Says the Gemara, well, maybe by tamid, it's not the case necessarily that one of them has to be brought in the afternoon. Ema chad baboker, maybe one must be brought in the morning, and idach kuliyome. And the other could be brought the entire day. It could be brought in the morning if you want, or it could be brought in the afternoon if you want. So just parenthetically, what does it mean that one could be brought, one has to be brought in the morning? So if you look in Rashi, Rashi says that it has to be brought before chatzos. So that's Rashi's definition of morning. The Rashash says no. What it means in the morning is until the end of the fourth hour of Shos Manios, which corresponds to hours Mantfila, which is before chatzos. It's the end of the fourth hour. But anyway, back in the Gemara, maybe one of the karbanas dafka has to be brought in the morning, and the other tamid can be brought whenever you want during the day. Says the Gemara, echa baboker velo shnayim baboker. No, because it says esakev esechad tase baboker, which means dafka, you're bringing one of them in the morning. You're not bringing both of them in the morning, because one of them has got to be brought in the morning, one of them has got to be brought in the afternoon. Says the Gemara, neiros tachsev bein arbayim achanami dekuli yome kasher. But according to Rabbi Yoshi, who says that bein arbayim means it's kasher all day, by adlakas neiros in the mikdash where it says bein arbayim, I might think that all day might be kosher for this avoda. So says the Gemara, no, shani osam tachsev me erev v'ad boker, because it says me erev ad boker, meaning that you're lighting, the kohen is lighting the menorah in the evening. So says the Gemara, v'tanya me'erev ha-boker, tein lecha midasa she'teit olekas v'olekas me'erev v'yad ha-boker. No, from that all you learn is not that it's lit in the evening, but that when you light it, you must make sure that there is enough oil in the menorah so that it will burn all night. So says the Gemara, dava acher ein lecha avoda k'shera me'erev v'yad boker elazu bilvad. So says the Gemara, no, because another thing that we learn from erev ad boker, it means that there's no avoda shebiyom that's kosher after the Adlakas Neros. The Adlakas Neros has got to be the last thing that is done each day in the Beis HaMikdash. So, it turns out, if you were going to light the menorah while it was still day, you wouldn't be able to do any other avodas for that day after you light the menorah. Therefore, perforce, you must be lighting the menorah at night. And therefore, even though Bein Arbayim might generally mean all day, by menorah it can't mean all day, because menorah's got to, by definition, be the last thing that's done in the Mikdash every day. Says the Gemara, Ktores. How about Ktores? Tachsiv ba Bein Arbayim, where it says Bein Arbayim, Achanami dekuli yom kosher. Might you think that the entire day is kosher for the burning of the incense of the Ktores? So Shani Ktores, Iskish Leneros. So Ktores is compared to Neros, and therefore, just like Neros has got to be dafka just because the pasuk says "Valos Aaron Esaneros Yakti Rena," and Yakti Rena is a reference to the Ktores. Just like the Neros we saw have to be at the end of the day because you can't do any Avoda Shabiyom after the Neros, so too Ktores has also got to be at the end of the day. So says the Gemara, Hasam Nami Ksev Sham Tizbach Esa Pasach Be'erev. But by Karban Pesach also, so the thesis is that Bein Arbayim could mean all day. But by Karban Pesach, there's a pasuk that Dafka says the word Erev by the Karban Pesach. So don't we see that it also has to be brought Dafka in the afternoon? It says the Gemara, No, Ahuli Ichor Davar Hu Diyasa. That doesn't come to tell me that it's brought Dafka in the afternoon. That's only for Ichor Davar. What's Ichor Davar? Says Rashi, Yuuchar Pesach Letamid. That the Pesach is brought after the Karban Tamid. The Afal Gav de Kuli Yom Ezmane, because even though the entire day might be the Zman Pesach, Ishaya ad zman shchitas atamid tamid kodem lo, because the Karban Tamid is tadir, if you happen to wait all the way until the zman of the Karban Tamid shel bein arbayim to shech the Karban Pesach, then you have to shech the Tamid first and afterwards you shech the Pesach. So the reason that it says Erev by Pesach doesn't come to teach me that it has to be Dafka brought in the afternoon. No, it's that it could be brought all day. But if you're going to wait until the late afternoon, then you have to bring the Karban first. Tatanya, says the Gemara, three lines down, now you'd base him at Aleph. Tatanya, Yuchar Adavar Shanemar Boba Erev Ubein Arbayim Ledavar Shalonemar Bo Ela Bein Arbayim Bilvad. So by the Talmud it says only Bein Arbayim. By Pesach it says Bein Arbayim and Ba'erev. So since by Pesach it has the extra language of Ba'erev, we're going to learn that it has to be brought after the Karban Tamid if you wait to bring the Pesach until the Zman Tamid shall Bein Arbayim. So says the Gemara, well, that doesn't make sense. So mi'ika midi dilu shachatle mitzafra amrit zmanehu. Is it possible that if there's something, that if you were to shecht it in the morning, that would be considered to be the Zman? In other words, it would be good if you shechted it in the morning. V'chimati Bein Arbayim amrit yuchar adavar. And now all of a sudden when the afternoon comes, you're going to say it should be delayed even after the Tamid shall Bein Arbayim. Does that make any sense? Says the Gemara, in. That makes perfect sense. The Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan says, Halacha mispalel shel mincha v'acharkach mispalel shel musafin. That you could daven mincha, and then after that daven musaf. And similarly, the Zman musaf is all day. However, if you wait to daven musaf until the time where you're allowed to daven mincha, then you daven mincha before you daven musaf. Midin tadr shena tadr kodem. So again over here the Shita Mekubetzas explains that this is only Dafka, where you're rushing to daven everything, because, for example, you're running to your yontif meal or something like that. However, if you're just continuing to daven keseder, then no, then you should finish musaf or daven musaf before you daven mincha. And that's why the Shita Mekubetzas explains, that's why we, definitely on Yom Kippur it happens, but sometimes on Rosh Hashanah it happens too. You're davening, and the Zman Musaf extends until the earliest Zman Mincha Gedola. But because we're davening Keseder, you would still daven Musaf before Mincha. But if there were ever a situation where you went to Shacharis and heard Laning and you didn't daven Musaf, and then you went home and you had a nice lunch and you took a nap and you woke up late in Shabbos and you realized, oh my God, it's towards the end of the day and I have to daven Mincha and Musaf, you would daven Mincha first because Tadr V'Sheina Tadr. So same thing by Karban Pesach. Could be that the Zman is all day, but once you get to the end of the day, you would have to bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim first. So says the Gemara, Ubein Arbayim dechsiv gabei Ktores v'Neros lamali. Now, why do I need the pasuk to tell me Bein Arbayim by Ktores and Neros? We already have other limudim that teach me that they have to be done at the end of the day. So why do we even say Bein Arbayim at all? V'yod, and also, Heshev Rebbe Tachas Ben Beseira l'divre Rebbe Yeshua, Rebbe answers in place of Ben Beseira to Rebbe Yeshua, Lo im amrit b'shlosh asar she'ein miktsas aroi, that he said that the morning of the 14th is not like the 13th, because the 13th, no part of it is roi to bring the Karban Pesach. Tomer ba'arba asar she'miktsas aroi. Can you say the same of the 14th of Nisan, where part of it is roi to bring the Karban Pesach? So that's the argument. It sounds like the argument is that the Pesach she'shachat shelo l'shmo on the morning of the 14th is pasul not because the morning is the Zman Karban, but because part of the day on the 14th is the Zman Karban. V'im Isa kula roihu. If you really held like Rav Oshia, the entire day is going to be kosher to bring the Karban Pesach. So Elam Rav Yochanan posal haya ben mesei Rav Pesach shashachad ba'ar ba'asar shachris bein lishmo bein shelo lishmo. So therefore his interpretation is, Rav Yochanan's interpretation is that Ben Becerra would hold that the morning of the 14th is a darned if you do, darned if you don't situation. If you shechted shelo lishmo, it's going to be possible because part of the day is kosher for Karban Pesach. If you shechted lishmo, it's going to be possible because the morning is not the zman. It's only the afternoon that's the zman. Hoel umiktsasa roi, because part of the day is roi to bring the Karban Pesach. So Megadif bar Rebavo, so Rebavo was surprised by this. So he said, "Im kein Pesach kosher leben b'seira heichim mishkachas la." How will you ever find a kosher or carbon Pesach according to Ben Becerra? And here we're going to segue into the concept of dichui, which is the notion of what happens to a carbon which for a period of time is invalidated. So says the Gemara. So ida afresheya idna, if you separated the animal for the carbon Pesach on the morning of the 14th. So if you separated it on the morning of the 14th, then dichui mei karahu. From the moment of the afrosha as a Karban Pesach, it's invalid because the morning of the 14th is not a valid time to bring the Karban Pesach. So then it was nidcha meikara. Vida freshina meesmol. So what happens if you separate it yesterday on the 13th? So when you separated it, it was fine because it wasn't the zman at all. But then there came a time, the morning of the 14th, when it was dafka puzzle to be brought. It was unfit to be brought as the Karban. Vida freshina meesmol niravinidchu. Well then, it was fit initially, and then it's going to be invalidated. So Rashi explains over here, so if you separate it on the morning of the 14th, it's a dichui me'ikara, the b'shas hafrosha l'chazi limidi, because at the time it was separated, it was not fit for anything. B'shamina le'du Rav Yochanan domar dichui me'ikara avi dichui, l'gamri shelo l'hartza l'hirtzos od. And we see that, we know that Rav Yochanan says that if you have an animal that at the time of its separation or designation as a korban is nidche, it's nidche l'gamri, it can't be used at all. And says Rashi, continuing, because yesterday when you separated the carbon, what does it mean it was nira? It wasn't fit for a carbon Pesach, but it was nira because it was shalol l'zman, and therefore if you would have shechted it shalol l'shmo, it would have been good l'shem shlomin, at least. V'chimati yudalit shachris l'chazi l'midi. When the morning of the 14th comes, you're in your, it's not good here and it's not good there territory. And everybody agrees that if you have an animal that was initially fit for a carbon, and then it was nidche, then it can never come and be fit for a carbon again. So bishlam al rabbanon, pesach in a nidche klal, o milishmo, o mishalolishmo, diazman shchitas, chazi lishlamim, uvizman o chazi lepesach. So again, so the kasha of the Gemara is, according to the Chachamim, who say that on the morning of the 14th, it's fit for a Shlamim. In the afternoon of the 14th, it's fit for a Pesach. It's always fit for something, and therefore it's not going to be Nidcha. We don't have a problem of Dichui. But according to Ben Beseiru, who says in the morning, it's not fit for anything, we have a problem of Dichui. So what do we do here? So what's your problem? Your problem is you don't know how we're going to find a kosher or carbon Pesach. I have an idea. Designate an animal for a carbon after chatzos. After chatzos, it's fit for a Pesach, and there you have it. No, that even if you separate it from the morning, it's fine. Why? It's not fit for anything. Because in mechusar zman lebo bayom. That the fact that it's invalid for part of the day doesn't mean that it's nidcha. That's not enough to constitute a dichui. Rav Papa Amar, afilu teima meyorta, even if you want to say, if you want to sort of get aggressive, you could say even if you separated on the night of the 14th, so that it's going to be fine, because Laila in Mechusar Zman, because you can't bring any carbon at night, but if you separate something at night, it's not considered to be nidcha because it's Mechusar Zman. There's no concept of Chisar Zman at night. Tatani debate Rabbi Shmuel, Lel Shmini Nichnas Ladir Leiz Asher. that on the night of the, on the eighth night, or on the night of the eighth day, you put the animal into the pen to be separated as miser. So we know there's halacha that a behemah, the first 7 days of its life, is not fit for to be brought as a karban, and therefore you're not even able to separate it as miser behemah, as the tenth animal, as miser behemah during those 7 days, because it's not fit to be brought for anything. When is it fit to be brought as a karban? It's only fit to be brought as a karban on the eighth day. So in the Jewish calendar, the night precedes the day. So what happens if you separate it on the night of the eighth day? Is that considered to be mechusar zman? So we say, no, that's not considered to be a mechusar zman. And so too over here, if you separate it on the night of the 14th or the night after the 13th, it's not considered to be mechusar zman. And back in the Gemara, Ukad Ravi Aftariki. The Rabbi Aftariki Rami, Ravi Aftariki says like this, Ksev Vayashevas Yamim Tachasimo. It says that the animal is unfit for a carbon for the first 7 days. Halayla Chazi. But if you separate it the night after the seventh day, then it's gonna be okay. Uksev Miyamashmini Vahala Yiratse. And then we have another pasuk that says that it's only fit to be brought as a karban from the eighth day and on. Halayla, but if you separate it at night, lo chazi, that is not going to be fit. So we have a stira, ketzad, layla l'kedusha v'yom l'artza. Ah, so what it means is that you're allowed to separate it at night, even though ultimately you're not going to be able to bring the karban up until the next day. And Rashi points out l'kedusha, it's two lines up from where they get a little bit wide. So roi l'akdisho v'yafakav de l'chazi layla l'akrava karmina d'makdash le alma layla ein mechusar zman. So obviously we see that layla is ein mechusar zman because you're allowed to be makdash the animal even though you can't bring the animal yet, and it's considered to be roi already. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. So Amar Rav Zera Rav Avo. So Lema Ksava Rav Yochanan Balechayim Nitchin. So for this whole conversation assumes that when you separate a live animal and the live animal is separated or encounters a time where it's not fit to be brought as any type of karban, that animal can be nidche. So do you assume that Rav Yochanan says that balechayim can be nidche? So Amar Leyin, so he says, yeah, that's what I'm assuming. Damar Rav Yochanan, behema shel shnei shutfin, if you have a behema that belongs to two partners, hichtish chatsya, that if one of the partners is makdish, his part of the animal, his chelik in the animal, v'chazar v'lokach chetzia v'ekdisha, and then he goes and buys out his partner, and then he's makdish the second part of the animal, kedusha v'ena kreva. It has kedusha, but it can't be brought. So what does it mean, kedusha v'ena kreva? So Rashi says, all the way at the bottom, v'ena kreva, ho'il u'betchilas ha'akdasha, lo nira l'hakriv. At first, when it was consecrated, it was not fit to be brought as a korban. Why? The chetzia haisa chulin, because half of the animal was chulin, because you were only able to be makdish the part that you owned. V'duchu mei karu, and it was a duchu mei kara. Hilkach ein a kreva o, therefore it can never be brought any longer. V'tira v'lochem v'demea acheres, and you have to let it graze and develop a mum, and then you sell it and you buy another animal with the sale proceeds. V'osa t'mura, and the Gemara continues three lines up from the bottom. V'osa t'mura, you can make it into a t'mura. V'tmura sa kiyotza bo, and its t'mura has the same status as the original carbon. In other words, it's a kedusha veina kreva. Now, why can you make it a tmura? I thought you can't make a behema shel shutfin a tmura. We're talking about where after you bought out your partner, now you own it fully, therefore you can make the tmura. V'shmamina talas. And from this, we learn three things. Shmamina balechayim nidchin, as we've been saying. V'shmamina dichui mei karavi dichui, because initially when the animal was consecrated, it was unfit because only half of it was consecrated. V'shmamina yesh dichui bedamim. And also we see that yesh dichui bedamim. And what does it mean, yesh dichui bedamim? In other words, it says Rashi up on top, that even though the animal didn't have kedushas haguf, because there's no such thing as the animal having kedushas haguf for half of it, so obviously it was kedushas damim that you were importing onto the animal, but nevertheless, even though it was only a kedushas damim and not kedushas haguf, still the concept of dichui applies. So says the Gemara, top line of Yud Beis Amud Beis, so Amar Ula, Amar Rav Yochanan, Ocha Chelev Vifrish Karban. Now let's talk more about Dichoy. Let's say you ate Chelev, your Mafrish a Karban, Vehemer Das, and then you became a Mumar, and the Karban of a Mumar is invalid. So, V'chazarbo, and then you found God again and you came back to the religion. So says the Gemara, Hoil V'nidche Yidche. That since the animal was nidche, since the carbon was nidche at the time when you were hamer das, it remains nidcha even after you come back to the fold. Itmar Nami, Amar Rav Yirmiya, similar halacha, Amar Rav Avo, Amar Rav Yochanan, Achal Chelev, Vifrish Karban. If you ate Chelev and you were Mafrish a Karban to bring Vinishtate, and then you became insane, you became a Shota, and the Karban of a Shota is also invalid, the Chazar Vinishtate, and then you came to your senses, again, since the animal experienced the dichoy, it is going to be nidcha legamre. But tzricha, and I need both of these cases. The yashmina kamaisa, if I would have only learned the case of hamer das, misham david dicha nafshi biyadayim. It's because you yourself were caused the dichoy by going and becoming a mumar. And that's why that's going to be a permanent disqualification. However, over here where the guy became a shota and then was healed, maybe I might think it's like when you're asleep because it was sort of subconscious. He didn't do anything purposely. And we know, obviously, if you separate a karban and then you go to sleep, we're not going to say that it's nidcha, even though when you're sleeping, you're not conscious and you don't have the ability to bring a karban. So I might think that maybe the halach only applies by mumar and not by shota. And if I would have only learned the halacha by shota, mishum de ein biyad alachzer, because it's not in his control to get back to normal. Avalacha de yesh biyad alachzer emelo, but by a mumar where you could always come back to the religion if he wants to voluntarily, then it's not considered to be a dichui tzricha. Therefore, we need both cases. Now the Gemara asks a different shaila. Boy, Rav Yirmiya, achal chelev rifresh karbon. Let's say he eats chelev and he separates a karbon. V'horu basin shechelev mutter. And then basin paskins that this chelev or that chelev is mutter. And what did we see? We saw in Beseches Horios that if Beistin paskins that something is mutter, then the Beistin has to bring the par halam dover shel tzibur, but the individuals are absolved from bringing a chatas yachid. So in other words, now that Beistin said it's mutter, he no longer has to bring the karban, but then Beistin is chozer on the psak, samahu. So mi avidichui alo avidichui. Is it a dichui or not? So amalei ahu saba, ki pasach Rav Yochanan betichui emeha pasach. You should know that Dafka, when Rav Yochanan started learning the sugya of dichui, he started with this example of dichui, which was the example where the guy ate chelev, separated the karban, basin said chelev is mutter, and then they retracted on their psak. Why would he start from this case? This is the case that we had a question about. So the logic is as follows. My taima, hasam gavri yitchi karban lo yitchi. Hacha karbanami yitchi. Because the other cases of dichui, where you had the mummer, where you had the shote, the karban, there's still a need for a karban. It's that the gavra is not able to bring the karban. Here, the basin's psak alleviated the entire need, or it abrogated the need for the entire karban. So there was a dichui of the requirement of the karban altogether, and that's why this is the quintessential case of dichui. Okay, says the Gemara, two dots halfway down. Samar Shimon ben Azai, Mekublani mipi shivim vishnayim zakein. So says the Gemara, why do we use this weird language? Lomali lemisne shivim vishnayim zakein. Why do we have to say I'm a kubble from the 72 zakeinim? And we already explained at the beginning of this year why it was 72, because it included Rabban Gamliel, who was removed from his status of Nisias. So, dekulu b'chada shitas avikaime. It's to underscore that they were all speaking from a single voice. They were all unanimous in their statement, that lo hosef ben azai ela ola. And so it turns out, we saw again in the Mishnah Machlokes, whether the only animals, the only karbanas that require lishma are Pesach and Chatas, or whether it's only Pesach and Chatas of the animals that are eaten that require lishma. However, the ola, which is not eaten, also requires lishma. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, my time at the ben azai, what's the reason behind the shita of ben azai who says that the karban ola requires lishma? So ola hu, because it says ola hu, ishe reach nichoach la Hashem. He lishmak sheira shalol lishma psula. It's only kosher if you bring an ola lishma, and ola shalol lishma is going to be pasul. Says the Gemara, asham nami ksiv behu. By asham, and we tried this already yesterday, or maybe it was the day before, where we also tried to make a parallel between chatas and asham. Asham, it also says hu, and we know that asham does not require lishma. So hahu la'acharak tara semurim hu dechsev. That reference to who by Asham is written after Haktara Semurim. Haktara Semurim is, of course, not one of the Avodos, and therefore the fact that it says who by Haktara Semurim can't teach me that we need Lishma. Says the Gemara, "Hai nami lacharak toras emuramu," that the who referenced by Ola is also written after Akhtaras Emurim. So how can I use that who to teach me that I need Lishma by a carbon Ola by the Avodos? So it says, Dechsiv Trehu. Trehu Ksivi. By Ola, there were two instances of the word who. And says Rashi, Vim Eina Sheni Inyan La'achar Akhtara, and even though, says Rashi, interestingly, both references of who come after the Akhtaras Emurim, but Vim Eina Sheni Inyan La'achar Akhtara, Dechsiv Chad, Teneo Inyan La'avodos Dam, V'lifsol B'shalo Lishman. If we don't need two references to who by the Akhtaras Emurim, one of them will teach me that the blood of Avodos have to be done Lishma. So says the Gemara, says Rashi, further, just to explain where these are, Chad hu dechsiv be'el ola shol miluim, be'v'ata tesave, v'chad hu dechsiv be'vayikra gabe olas benson. Okay, says the Gemara, gabe asham nami trey uksiv, v'bay asham, it also says the word who twice, Ella Benazai b'kal v'chomer ma'isila. Benazai, you're right. Benazai doesn't learn the fact that Ola requires Lishma from the word who. He'll rather learn it from a kal v'chomer. Umachata sheina kolil. Madach by chatas, which is not fully burnt on the Mizbeach. So it doesn't have the chomra of an Ola. Shachta shalol Lishma psula. If you shachta shalol Lishma, it's going to be pasul. Ola shei kolil. Ola, which is kula kalil or kol shkein, isn't it a kal v'chomer that it requires lishma? Says the Gemara, no. But again, we've already seen all these kal v'chomers. Malachata shechei mechaperes. Habachatas has a chomer that it's mechaper. That's why it requires lishma. Says the Gemara, Pesach yechiach. Really, Pesach is not mechaper, but malapesach shekein zmano kavua. Pesach has a chumra that we've been discussing today in detail, that the zman is kavua. So chatas tochiach. Well, chatas will come and prove, because by chatas, the zman is not kavua. The chazur adin lo rizeh kerizeh v'lo rizeh kerizeh. Hatzada shaveh shebem sheheim kachim v'shachtan shalol l'shma pasol. The tzada shaveh is that they're both kodesh, and if you shechted shalol l'shma, it's going to be pasol. Afani avi ola shi kachim v'shachtan shalol l'shma psula. So I will learn from a mad tzad to ola that if the ola shechted shalol l'shma, it's going to be pasol. But says the Gemara, there's another tzada shaveh besides the fact that they're both kachim. Mala tzada shaveh. How about the tzada shava that they both have a tzad kares? As we saw, the chatas comes to atone for a sin for which you're chayiv kares, and the Karban Pesach, if you don't bring it bizman and you're not bederech rechoka, you are chayiv kares. So says the Gemara, Ben Azai, tzad kares lo parech. Ben Azai doesn't hold from this tzad kares to be meaningful because it's not really a tzad ashaveh. Why? Because it's not, and explains Rashi, the fisha on top of Yugimel Lamed Aleph, the fisha ain't a shaveh b'shneim. The tzad kares is not identical by the two of them. The chatas ain't a onesh kares. Alavoso, there's no onesh of kares if you fail to bring a chatas. Ela sha'al shigagas kares huba. It comes because you did an avera that you'd ordinarily be chayav kares for if you did a b'mezid. And Pesach doesn't come to me mechaper for an avera shayesh b'chayav kares. Pesach is different. If you fail to bring it and you're not b'derech rechoka, then you're chayav kares. Says the Gemara, Osham nami laisi. So why don't we include the through this tzada shava also that the osham requires lishma? Says the Gemara, because osham parech malat tzada shava shebem shekein yeshnam betzibur kabiyachid. Oh, because the korban pesach and the chaltas have an attribute that is not associated with or that is not present by a korban osham, that both the chaltas and the pesach can be found betzibur. Mashen kein ba'osham is only a korban yachid. Really, a Pesach is a Korban Tzibur, a Pesach is a Korban Yachid. In fact, you have to be designated on the Korban Pesach in order for it to be valid for you. So Rashi explains over here that the Pesach is considered to be a Korban Tzibur because it's brought in the middle of the Balagan with everybody bringing the Korbanos all together, and therefore it's considered to be a Korban Tzibur. And also an Ola has an element of being a Korban Tzibur, even though there could be an Olas Yachid, there is an Olas Tzibur, like an Olas HaTamid, which are Korbanos Tzibur. So the Tzad HaShav is going to teach me only other Korbanos Tzibur, but not another Korban Yachid. Vibasema, and alternatively, Tzad Kares Nami Parech, he does hold from the Tzad Kares, in other words, that the comparison between Chatas and Pesach, the common thread is that there's a Chi of Kares by both of them. Uben Azai, Gemara Gomer Law, and you're right, Ben Azai doesn't learn it from a Tzad Ashave, he doesn't learn it from a Kal V'chomer, he has a tradition, it's Allah Moshe Misina Bayim, he has a tradition that Ola requires Lashma. Via the Kam Ravuna, Kal V'chomer, aye, so then why'd we start with a Kal V'chomer? We are bringing a Kal V'chomer, Madach, the Chatas is not Kula Kolil, but it requires Lashma, the Ola, which is Kula Kolil, Lokol Shkein. Why is he hocking with a Kal V'chomer if he learns it from Halacha L'Moshe Misina, if he just has a tradition? Says the Gemara, Lo Amra Ela L'Chadid B'Talmidav. Now, so that he only did in order to sharpen the skills of his Talmidim. Rashi says, Sheyik Shelo Tshuva Alav. He wanted to see if they would freck up the Kal V'chomer like we did in the Gemara. Inami Sheitnu Libam Lios Charif and Lidrosh Kalam V'chamura Me'alem Kaven Azai. That even if we didn't actually learn it from this Kal V'chomer, he just wanted to train them in the thought process, in that methodology of thinking, to try to analyze and identify the Kal and the Chamura in order so that they can make these deductions on their own. Okay, so we finished this discussion today. Tomorrow, God willing, we will pick up with the next Mishnah.